Hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
Turn your bathroom into a relaxing getaway by calling Jacob Shower and Bath at 800-226-6676. Why tackle a bathroom renovation by yourself, only to get in over your head when faced with rerouting plumbing, tile installation, rewiring, and more? Just tell the Jacob Shower and Bath consultant what you need, and you'll get a new bathroom at a price that might surprise you in as little as one day. Jacob Shower and Bath has been family-owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
You can eat great for just $4 with Denny's 16-item 2, 4, 6, or $8 value menu, like the $4 all-you-can-eat pancakes. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail. Prices and participation may vary.
Around St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. You want a cab quickly, the easiest way to get it is use the app STL Taxi. It's free, it's an easy download, great way to get a Laclede Cab, STL Taxi. And now, with a special edition of the Bill Cleveland segment, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bill called me a while ago, and he said, I sent Peon something and see if it came through, and you can explain what this is in keeping with our Memorial Day tribute today, because this is the last day we'll have to do this since we're off Monday and I'm not here tomorrow. Explain to people what this is.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, a year or so ago, I know you on the air mentioned we should, if we can, try to interview our relatives on camera, on audio, or whatever, just to have those memories and things, and I thought that was a fantastic idea. So about a year ago, I interviewed my Uncle Billy, my great-uncle, actually, and the guy I was named after, and he served in World War II, and so what I have is an interview, a pretty long interview. This is just a little cut of my Uncle Bill, who is in his late 80s now. He was a Marine, served in World War II, and this particular story, he told about being in the middle of World War II in Japan, and they had stumbled upon, I guess, an evacuated plant or some sort of a building where they had held sake and other food and stuff. And he was a young guy. I think he was like 20, 21, whatever. And he was the guy they picked to go back to get some of this sake. And that's all I'll tell you. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I hope you enjoy it. And I think I can hang up now.
Okay. Well, thank you. Here we go.
That particular day when we pushed on, we went by a supply depot, and they had, I mean, they had cases of crab meat, big cans, not little cans, big cans like that, and sake. And at the time, I was only a first-class private, you know. I was really a grunt, and I was voted somehow to go back and get some of that sake. And we had, in a mortar platoon, we had some ammunition bags that you put over your head, and you could put three shells. You know, they were 15 inches by 3 inches or so, throughout 3 inches. And you could put six shells, three in the back and three in the front. And I went back to that sake dump and filled up my ammunition bag. And I thought, well, when, by the time I get these six bottles, and they weren't those little bottles, they were big bottles. They were, oh, not quite as big as a 2 liter bottle, and I thought, by the time I get back there, and take this off, this is going to disappear. So I sat on an old dead log, and I drank about half a bottle, and after I drank that half a bottle, I felt good, but I was lost.
Yeah,
and I didn't know which way to go. And all of a sudden, a guy from our platoon, name was Wilson. Him and I bumped into each other. He was I liked him the least of anybody in the whole platoon, and him and I act like we were blood brothers. And we found our outfit, and me with my sake. And of course, that was half of the story. The next morning, then, we were ordered again. We're going to push forward. And that morning, why, some of the guys, especially my one good buddy, Jim Montgomery, they had a little bit too, well, you know, on an empty stomach and hot. Hot as could be, and drinking sake, and the guys drank too much, and this was right at daybreak that we had to take off, and just barely light, and when everybody act like they were half stewed. What the lieutenant? We had one guy. He had a banjo strapped to his back. And you wasn't supposed to pick up any kind of souvenirs at that time. That's afterwards. And the lieutenant took that banjo and cracked it over his butt and cracked it right in half. And Montgomery, he never did drink at all. Montgomery could hardly navigate, and he was wearing a sombrero. He had a big old straw sombrero on, and the lieutenant Chenault, he took that sombrero off and put it on the ground, and he said, "Montgomery, do your Mexican dance on that hat." He didn't even come close to the hat. He was every place but that. And to this day, well, he's dead now, but till the end, he said he doesn't remember that at all. And Pitcher and I, my buddy from Chesterfield, we remember it so well.
Well, that's what Saki will do to you.
Yeah.
But you notice, did you notice how he lit up telling that story?
Yeah.
And he remembered
how detailed it
the
was.
Names. He remembered the detail. That's the thing about being brothers in war. You don't forget those. And that's probably one of just a few light, funny moments and a break from the horrific other crap that you have to go through. Did you ever taste, by the way, that sake?
Yes, I've had it.
That's horrible.
That's nasty.
That stuff isn't it pretty much just moonshine? I mean, like Japanese
It's moonshine. Rice wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll knock you on your butt.
Yeah, I've had it warm, too. They serve it sometimes almost like tea in the temperature.
No, thank you. Thank you, Bill, for your great uncle's story. If you want to know why I think we have people who enlist, because it's an all-volunteer military now, I will tell you that I think a big part of it is 9/11. I think when what happened to us happened, I think very much like World War II, you had people who just dropped everything and went, all right, we're getting these bastards. I mean, just this call to duty, and I'm telling you, 9/11 got a lot of people's attention who were the right age, who had the right attitude about going to do whatever they could do. And they knew, I'm sure many of them knew, this. There's more to this. This is not over. These people are not done. They're going to try to hurt us again. But we're going in anyway. And I saw an interview a couple of days ago, and that's what this soldier said. He said it was 9/11. When I saw what it did to these families, I just thought, all right, what can I do? And that's what caused him to go in. So Alan Jackson, again, for those of you, and I know this seems like it's becoming a country music show, but that's where most of this stuff comes from, the country music world. Alan Jackson wrote a song, and I remember watching an interview when he told the story, that he just felt like he had to sit down. And there are parts in this song that, boy, they make sense to me, when he says, prior to this, I couldn't have told you Iraq from Iran on a map. Well, that's me. Neither could I. So it's called Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? And when we think of Memorial Day, it goes past just military lives lost. We lost a lot of people, on September 11th. And we weren't in New York. We were in St. Louis. So I can't even imagine what it must have been like for so many people who were right there in the thick of that mess. Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? Alan Jackson.
Stop turning on that September day. Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did She rejoiced for the people who walked from the rubble and sobbed for the ones left below. Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us. Greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I've talked to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Still hard to believe that even happened. September 11th, 2001. As time goes by, it becomes the degree of horror sort of fades away. And that's why I like every once in a while to go back and revisit those. You know those French guys that did that documentary?
Holy
cow. You know, we need to remind ourselves how horrible that was, because it's not over. And you, if you're younger and you've led relatively charmed life to this point, let me tell you something. The world in life is a very sad thing. On more than one occasion, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it to middle age or old age without having something terrible happen in your family or to somebody close to you, or you know, maybe to your country. Just that's life. It's life. And some people deal with it in ways the rest of us can't even fathom. Alan Jackson covered, if you go back and you listen again or you print out the lyrics to that, I can't believe how he was able to cover what I think would be just about everybody's reaction or emotion to that. Did you just go to a church? If you listen to everything he put in there, what a terrific, terrific piece of writing that is. The deadliest and largest battle of World War II was the Battle of the Bulge. 80,000 Americans died in the Battle of the Bulge. The longest battle was the Battle of the Atlantic and lasted 6 years. And I'll ask Peon and Dan, how many people total do you think died? And I mean in Russia, China, Germany, Poland, U.S., how many total died in World War II?
Oh, my goodness.
Just what realistically, what do you really think would the number would be?
Realistically?
Yeah.
I would say...
250,000.
Yeah, I was going to say 200,000.
Between 50 and 70 million people died in World War II. More than 80% of that were people from Russia, China, Germany, and Poland. And more than half of those were civilians. And most of those were women and children. How about that? You talk about the collateral damage of war. Let me give you that number again. But they don't know the exact number, but they know it was 50 to 70 million. 80% of that from those countries and over half of that, which means about literally 40% of all those people killed were women and kids. So, you know, nobody likes war, but you know, when you hear these people going, well, I can't believe that the United States would take the chance of taking out innocent. It's war. You can't, you know, cherry pick sometimes an individual. Nobody wants it to be that way, but it's war again. We got a couple other things. Mike Evans is going to join us a little early here. I'm going to do some business. We'll take a break. We'll get him in here, and then I would like to, hope we have time to play Arlington by Trace Adkins, a terrific, terrific song. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. No joke today. Sorry. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home is in a shopping center that is about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. They're next to McAllister's Deli. If you're going east, it's on the left-hand side, which would be the north, next to McAllister's Deli in with TJ Maxx. I say that because you ladies, if I give you a reference that's a shopping place you like to go, then, oh, yeah, I'm TJ Maxx. With my wife, if you said, oh, I'll tell you where it is, you know where the Galleria is? Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Just give them a shopping reference. So that's where Thompson Price is located. And Thompson Price completely remodels kitchens and bathrooms. I really do enjoy some of the commercials that I see on TV and these national companies that say, we'll come in and we'll redo your bathroom in a day. We'll completely redo your bathroom in a day, one day. That's laughable to me. I can't imagine what it is they can do in one day, but it's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about a $5,000 kitchen. We're not talking about a one-day bathroom, but we're talking about doing it right. We're talking about giving your money's worth. And for years and years and years and years after that, you look at that kitchen or that bathroom and you go, wow, that was a great decision we made. That was money well spent. And you'll recommend them to everybody who ever asks you, who did your kitchen? Who did your bathroom? That's what we did about 17, 18 years ago. If we did it again, that's who we'd call. We wouldn't even bother to get a price from anybody else because I don't care about anybody else's price. If they come in for a lot less, there's something they're leaving out that they're not doing right. If they come in for a lot more, they're overcharging me. I know now what it costs to have somebody do it right. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, the highways are pretty hosed up around the area, Dan. We're looking at slow traffic on southbound 270, stop and go, actually, from Page down through Manchester. Slow from that point through Graboy. We do have an accident southbound 55 at Richardson Road that's blocking the right lane. And right now, you're pretty jammed up between Merrimack Bottom and Richardson Road. Baseball traffic coming in eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing through Mason. Again, from 270 all the way to Big Bend, you've got stop-and-go pockets there. Westbound 40, the usual slowdowns. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 out through Mason. A little bit heavy from Clarkson down through Boone's Crossing, and then things open up towards the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170, you're stacked up now from Olive down through Highway 40, and eastbound 270 still jamming up McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live. We'll get you ready for the long holiday weekend with news, traffic updates, and your Memorial Day weekend forecast. Heading to the movies this weekend, ABC's David Blaustein will tell you what to see and what to avoid. Plus, Scott Sherman will join us in studio. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon, so you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this: 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated and installed with an industry exclusive lifetime warranty, a stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal, but you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karistan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karistan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karistan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karistan carpet, now is the time. Karistan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karistan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karistan products anywhere. And during National Karistan Month, you'll find all Karistan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karistan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karistan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi folks, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card, because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI buy our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blue.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop, June 5th, at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
All right, time for the outdoor segment. How about that weather, huh? 70s today, pretty nice. Looks like a great Memorial Day weekend, so get outside. That's the outdoor segment. Thank you. Now I get to tell you the sponsor. It's really not about the segment at all. It's about the sponsor, Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Here's the deal. They're right in the heart of Osage Beach, kind of across from Staples. You can fade it out kind of now because the segment's actually over. Thank you, Bruce. Bruce is a good whistler. Mm-hmm. They're a really good whistler. Pistols Plus, just what it says, a whole lot of pistols plus... great archery department. Tom's the archery guy there. All the accessories, yeah, long guns, rifles, shotguns, licenses, all that stuff. But there's a Jim and Pam Reese, who own Pistols Plus, have this place called Chickie's. It's a restaurant. It's a bar. And they serve beer and wine and mixed drinks and catfish fillets. And the sad news is that for those of you who may have been there and had not such a great experience, those people that were running it are gone. Okay. Brand new management. Sherry is the lady who's there now. She knows what she's doing. She's famous for her hamburgers, fresh 8-ounce hamburgers on grilled buns. The jumbo wings are fresh. They're never frozen. They are quickly becoming famous for their fresh pork tenderloin sandwiches. They have a slaw dog, they call it. My wife will order hot dogs out places, but I never do, but she does. She loves the slaw dog. Homemade potato salad. You chicken liver lovers like me, yeah, fried chicken livers. If you hate them, we know you hate them. We know we'll never change you, but I love chicken livers. As I said, beer, wine, mixed drinks, catfish fillets, fried dill pickles, fried zucchini. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 7. So this weekend, when you head for the lake, going in or coming out, about a mile outside of the exit for the dam, Chickie's, look for it. There's a red auction barn next to it, and owned and operated by the people who brought you Pistols Plus. We're going to try to work everything in and get it all done. I don't. How long is Arlington? Do we know? Does it say
4 minutes?
Or can we make this? You think? Can we do it? All right. I don't need to say anything else. This is our Memorial Day tribute, because I'm not here tomorrow and we're off on Monday. This is Toby Keith, Arlington.
Never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those things, for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Of course, I know that's Trace Adkins. I had, if you can see the notes I have scribbled, the things I wanted to cover today that I didn't get to cover, they're like four Toby Keith songs. Yes, that's Trace Adkins. There's no mistaking that voice. Thank you for those of you who called, but I knew as soon as I said it, it was Trace Adkins. Why couldn't I have been born with that guy's voice?
Oh, man.
How about that? That, what a voice.
Yeah.
Is he out of rehab? I know he went into rehab not long. He's had some serious drinking issues, but Arlington, Trace Adkins. Schaefer Auto Body Centers got another great testimonial. Forgot to bring it in today because I was so wrapped up in this stuff. And I can tell you what it said. It said what every email that I get says about Schaefer. Wow, what a fantastic experience. Not the accident. The accident's never a good experience. But working with Schaefer Auto Body, how thorough they are, how professional they are, how efficient. And that's exactly what you want. That's what the insurance company wants. And if your insurance company, when you have an accident, doesn't say, we'd like to send it to Schaefer, then you say, I want you to send it to Schaefer. Because you have every right to have it sent where it's going to be done right. And that would be Schaefer. And it's not just the body work. You know, there are other body shops that do good body work. But when you look at how they do everything, how they deal with you in terms of if you can't get the car to them, they'll come and get it. Do you have rental car insurance? You want to help? He wants to help you with that? He wants to get the rental car for you? He wants to bring it to you, take you to it, help, whatever. They do it all, and they do it really well. Soon to have 8 locations, now with 7. That 8th one's going to be in O'Fallon, Illinois. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
It looks like they're still working with this accident on southbound 55 at Richardson Road, and the right lane is blocked. Traffic is a mess. Man, it's you start getting stop-and-go traffic a little bit south of Butler Hill, all the way through Richardson Road, so be patient there. Southbound 270 are still running slow between Page down through Manchester, a little heavy between Manchester and Highway 44. Westbound 44 is slow between Meraz and 141. Eastbound 40 with that baseball traffic stop and go between Clarkson and Mason from Highway 270 in through Big Bend. Eastbound 270 still jams up at McDonald through New Florissant. And southbound 170, you're still jamming up from south of Olive down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk. TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
We got a minute and 10 seconds here before we have to close it out. First of all, thank you for staying with us and listening and helping us celebrate, if that's the right word, Memorial Day. A couple things we didn't get to. I wanted to do, if we'd had time, Letters from Home, John Michael Montgomery, Have You Forgotten, Daryl Woolley, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith. But Peon is going to put on our Facebook page the songs that we went through today and maybe some we didn't get to. Will you do that?
Yes.
See, he said he'd do it, and he'll do it. I know him pretty well. He'll do it. So thank you to those of you who are able to listen. Some of you are listening from other parts of the world. We get email from Afghanistan and Iraq. Looking forward to The Hornet's Nest comes out tomorrow. That should be fantastic. Full release in the movie theaters will be June 6th. Again, The Hornet's Nest. This looks like a really good one. And that's about it. There's only one thing left to do. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody, and try to remember why there is a Memorial Day.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight is the last graduation for Normandy High School as we know it. Or is it? The lawsuit aiming to undo actions that would dissolve the current district. One man confesses to a Florissant double murder, what police say led to the shooting. At a time when fewer schools are focusing on handwriting, why one St. Louis school still teaches it. First at 6, Normandy High School students are graduating tonight after a year of turmoil. The district is scheduled to be dissolved this summer and renamed. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live outside Normandy High School, where the ceremony is set to begin. Rocky.
And Sandy, lots of smiles from students and parents tonight here on the campus at Normandy. The graduation to take place there in the distance in the school gym where people are walking in. It's been a year filled with many twists and turns, and those twists and turns continue. The district filed a lawsuit against several entities, but the state says the district can't spend that money on the suit. Of course, the state is one of the targets. Lawmakers just passed a new law saying students could still